those projects. The individual projects are projects that you have either already weighed in on or that you're going to be weighing in on in this budget cycle.
So this is credit authority. That's what this ordinance represents.
Correct. And if I may, just to be clear, as Water Bureau Director described, the first step is the capital plan development. And then as that develops, Bureau of Financial Services comes back to request separate authorization to finance those capital projects that have already been discussed and approved.
So can these revenues be used for other capital improvement projects that aren't identified in this ordinance?
Yes. I mean, they can only be used for capital projects in the Water Bureau. So, for instance, I identified the four major projects that we're using. Those are all under construction. But, for instance, if something happens, we're planning on using it for the Bertha service area improvements. If the council says, no, we don't want to do that, we want to push the Bertha improvements or the Carolina pump main extension out to the next fiscal year, the fiscal year after, we obviously wouldn't be using these bond proceeds for those projects.
So what happens to the, if a project comes in under budget, what happens to the rest of the money that's been borrowed for that?
Well, it depends, Commissioner. Most of the time what that means is that the August 2014 bond sale would be pushed out. Maybe it would be pushed out to September or October because we don't borrow money until we need it. There is the possibility that a project that is either already approved by the council could be moved up in the project or in the schedule. But more likely than not, we're going to just delay the bond sale.
And how's that decision made?
Well, again, we only borrow money when we need it. So if a project comes in less than what we were expecting and therefore we have savings, we simply won't come to you for more money until we've expended the previous proceeds.
And does the budget office be monitoring that so that there's an outside eye on how much money has already been spent and what's left?
There is a long process that's very complicated and involves somebody tracking us. Every month I have to sign a document that says how much we've spent on bond proceeds, what projects we have spent down to the hundreds of dollars upon penalty. I'm not even sure what the penalty is, but it's not a good thing from my perspective. And then it goes to Jonas's people and it goes through a number of reviews.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions for staff? Anyone here to testify on this item?
Yes, we have one person, okay. Nancy Newell.
Thank you. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't expecting to be here today, but I found out about this. My name is Nancy Newell. I live at 3917 Northeast Skidmore Street for over 20 years, and I've worked on this issue for quite an extensive time and brought up to council several times. The main concern is that our water will be privatized because of bond debt, and the emergency ordinances that were used for applying the LT2 rule, which truly we didn't need to rush so fast, and we had a very rapid construction attitude on the part of the Water Bureau management as well as the council member. So what we're trying to do is hopefully at this stage with new council and mayor repair some of the damage, and I think some of the questions that Commissioner Frist asked were very relevant. The first thing I'd like to point out on this interstate facility, there was a no-bid process. Why? Why wasn't there competitive bidding? We are way overpriced on so many things. Our water costs the highest in the country right now. We have a gravity system. There's no excuse for it except to look at your contracts and figure out why we are paying more than anybody else for projects that we don't seem to be able to challenge whether we need or not. Most of the bulk of this is based on the LT2 rule push. And right now, I think there are wiser people in office who may look at this and say, we can get the same benefits, just like Congressman Earl Blumenauer said. New York got an extension. Why aren't we? So what happens to these huge bonds that are sitting? And the public is still expected to pay the debt when jobs are short, when schools are closing. I mean, we're in a mess. And water is something you just don't say, oh, well, I can buy it next door. No, this is an essential part of life. It's an essential part of health. Anything you do with water affects the entire community and the health of the city as a whole and the quality of life in Portland. You may have beautiful buildings, but people won't even have water or health. So these considerations are very serious. Foul Butte is being challenged by lawyer DiLorenzo. The city is being they've already won one section of that case. Cali Butte is being challenged. Bull Run 2 will probably be challenged on an environmental basis that it will not protect the salmon runs, and it's not needed, so you can save money right there. So I think that if you really want to seriously look at this, delay this approval, because they have not shown any proven water revenue. I think that we're becoming part of the West Coast Infrastructure Exchange, which the governor secretly put together a meeting with CH2M Hill's study. And I don't like their reputation in Hanford. They did a lousy job and very overexpensive. And I think that we would be in real danger of regionalizing our water, and our water would be like Enron sending electricity to California, and we would be paying the bulk of the debt. And that's my concerns today. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is not an emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading, and we are adjourned until next week.
Jack, great job on that.
Yeah, that's really, really impressive.